the Rocket.
And good afternoon, Central Kentucky. It is just about 3:30 here this Thursday afternoon, and it is time now for the Green Scene. I've got some guests here in studio with me. Ivory from New Pioneers has joined us, and we've got another special guest here we'll introduce very shortly. Ivory, how you doing here today?
I'm good. How are you?
It's wonderful. The weather, you know, I was enjoying the cold that we had earlier this week, I'm not going to lie. The snow that I saw, what little of it, put me into a very festive spirit, but I think I'm, you know, it's dipping up my toes into the water there before it gets really cold here later in the season.
Yeah, I was not expecting the warm today, but I'm not complaining about it.
We have got a few different things we're going to discuss here today, but I guess first you want to introduce our guest in the studio.
Yes, so today I have with me Gary Bishop. Gary is the executive director of A Better Nelson County here in town. New Pioneers is who I'm with and representing today for the Green Scene. And we've partnered with A Better Nelson County quite a bit. And I'm going to switch over to Gary and let him tell you a little bit about A Better Nelson County and what motivated him to start up the organization.
Yeah, thanks, Ivory. A Better Nelson County was created about a year and a half ago. About 6 or 7 people got together, and we started talking about what could we do to better protect our community and improve our community. I got the passion for that by traveling. Between 2019 and 2024, I traveled across the United States, into Canada, Europe, over into Bali, Indonesia, down into Australia, and I saw weather. I saw trash and materials on the beaches, and I saw communities grappling with how to do a better job of taking care of those materials and keeping them out of their landfills. When you think about our country, we've got a big land space, but some of these smaller countries, they don't have land space to be burying things in a landfill. They need that space to grow crops. So when I came back, I talked to those people, and we said, yeah, let's form a nonprofit and get together and try and figure out projects that we can do to help improve the community. And we came up with a slogan: we'll never make it perfect, but we can always make it better. That's awesome. Our first project that we've undertaken is recycling.
Yeah, we've done lots of great things for recycling here in the community. So A Better Nelson County has actually partnered with Communicare, the city, and the county, which has made recycling a lot more accessible to our community members. I'll let Gary tell you a little bit about where you can recycle, how to recycle, and just local places you can do that at.
Yeah,
A Better Nelson County.
Up until about 6 months ago, if you wanted to recycle here in Bardstown, you had to drop off your materials at the Go Center. And those materials then are sorted by the adult handicap there, and then they're baled and they're shipped off to a company called Smurfit Westrock in Louisville, who then reimburses the Go Center for those materials. But 6 or 8 months ago, we got lucky in that John Greenwell, the county landfill engineer, had written a grant, and we were able to get trailers. So now at the Go Center, where it used to be your drop-off was only Monday through Friday, 7 to 2, you can now drop it off like that on those hours, but after those hours, there are trailers out back that you can deposit your recycling in, and then they'll be taken inside the next day and sorted by the crew. Other trailers have been put around the county. There are now cardboard, plastic, and metal containers in New Haven and Bloomfield that are available 24 hours to make it easier to drop off.
That's great to hear. Lots of great options, like you said, paper, cardboard, plastic, metal is what you can recycle right now.
Yes.
And 24/7, that's great to hear that that availability is there full time. Could you also tell us a little bit about how A Better Nelson County has partnered with local schools to initiate recycling programs and how that's gone?
Yeah, one of the things that I learned while I was traveling, when I was talking to people in some of those countries that are grappling with it, and they're doing a good job, I said, how do you do it? And they said, it's behavioral. It starts in school.
Yeah.
So one of the things that John did is he was able to get additional trailers, and we now have recycling trailers at Bardstown Elementary, Bardstown Primary, the Bardstown Middle and High School. And we also have trailers at Nelson County High School and their middle school campus. And then we're looking to add more at Thomas Nelson down the road.
That's great. Yeah, New Pioneers has also partnered with the schools a little bit on their recycling initiatives. And I've heard a lot from the students and the parents, like, you know, the parents have never really thought about recycling, but then their kid comes home and is so excited about it. Doing this at school, and then their whole entire family starts doing it. So that's definitely a great place to start. And at New Pioneers, we kind of like to think that our environmental education efforts are kind of, you know, creating the base for a connection and understanding nature. That way, when this generation grows up, that they are caring for nature more, and, you know, they're more connected with the natural world. So we've got a lot in line there.
I do think that the way that maybe our society today treats waste is something that is abnormal historically, and that the wastefulness that we see today here in the United States is something that, again, is not a thing that we have to sort of learn to not do, but is a thing that we are normalized to. And that starts, again, when we're young. And so, again, to provide an opportunity for kids to not only do recycle, to do better, but to be educated on why that's important is, again, sowing seeds for the next generation to be more not only mindful, but simply put, just aware of the, I guess, impact that those little actions can have.
Exactly.
Exactly. And one of the things in talking about that, the future, we've only had a landfill here in Nelson County since 1988, so about 37 years. Landfills in America have only been in existence since 1937. But after the mid-1970s, plastics exploded and took the place of metal and glass in many ways, and were just thrown out. But what people fail to realize is the materials that make those plastics are a resource, and burying them in a landfill where they never break down, they can never be reused or repurposed, is not a good thing. We need to reduce that amount of space that we're taking up in the landfill.
That's a great point. So this Saturday, November 15th, is actually America Recycles Day, which kind of emphasizes the importance of recycling and recycling the correct way. So going along with recycling the correct way, can you tell us about if there's any like specifics that people need to do, like sorting their recycling, cleaning it, just to make things easier and make sure it's done the proper way?
Yeah, I mean, sorting it to a degree is important. You don't have to actually sort it down to where type one, number one plastics, number two and number five separately. You can keep those three together because the crew at the Nelson County Recycling Center at the GO Center, they will do the sorting of the ones, twos, and fives.
Okay.
They also will sort metal and aluminum cans to separate those.
Okay.
And then paper and cardboard. Paper and small cardboard can be in the one bin, but then the bigger cardboard boxes go into a separate trailer that's dedicated just to cardboard.
Yeah, so if you're wanting to recycle at home, you should maybe have one bin for your paper and small cardboard, one for your plastics, and then one for your aluminum and metal. And then if you have any bigger cardboard, leave that off to the side.
Right, and then that goes in. And that's an interesting thing. With all of the shipping that Amazon does and all the cardboard boxes that we get now, interestingly, the most money that's reimbursed for recycled materials comes from cardboard. Because it's easier to turn back into other cardboard and paper materials.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So next time you get that Amazon box, don't throw it in the trash. Fold it up and take it to the GO Center.
Very good point. So it's we've talked a lot about the recycling initiatives of A Better Nelson County. Can you tell us a little bit more about your overall vision statement and, you know, some other initiatives that you have planned?
Yeah. As I mentioned, this is all about a changing planet and changing habits. So what A Better Nelson County has in terms of a mission statement is that we're looking at increasing activities around recycling, as we talked about. How do we do more about solar energy? What's interesting is Beam and Maker's Mark are about to become 100% sustainable because they have a solar field. They get all their grains locally, and they recycle all of their mash bill to keep it out of the landfill. So that's one of the things that we're trying to push. The solar energy is important. Community gardens and composting. The amount of food waste that we put into the landfill is amazing. And again, Heaven Hill is now composting all of their food waste. And the Nelson County Schools, the agri-science crew, actually has gotten 9 composting bins that they've put at all of the county schools around the county.
That's awesome.
So looking at trying to get people to start thinking about that, how can we start community gardens? How can we do a better job of that and use those compost materials to improve that? Another thing is electric vehicles. They're coming, and there are going to be more of them. If you look at what Ford's doing, trying to reduce the cost, there's going to be a lot more electric vehicles. We need to increase the amount of charging stations that we've got around the community. The other thing that we look at is water and sewage. How do we improve and protect the water source? How do we keep stuff out of the lakes? How do we improve that? You know, the bottom line is, how do we protect our community and our environment?
Yeah, those are all very great visions to have for our community. I think those are all really going to contribute to a more green scene in Nelson County. Is there anything else you'd like to share about Better Nelson County, about America Recycles Day, anything in that regard?
Well, we hope that you'll take part in the America Recycles Day this Saturday. Drop by the Go Center, drop by New Haven and Bloomfield. We'd encourage you to follow us on Facebook. Better Nelson County has a Facebook page. And we're always looking for volunteers and people that have got the same passion that would like to do more with us. And if you reach out through Facebook, we'll be glad to have you as a part of the team.
It's just that simple, reaching out on Facebook?
Yep.
Wonderful. Well, in that case...
Let me mention one other thing. We have a Facebook site, but they're also, if you want to know what's recycled and what is available in the community, you can go to ncrecycling.org, and that'll actually take you to the county webpage that has all the information on what's recyclable, where it can be recycled, and what you can do to help.
That's great. I've also seen a lot of good info on their Facebook page as well. Is that NC Recycling as well?
It's Nelson County Recycling Center. Yeah. That's another one. The Recycling Center has a page, and they post things for when they're going to be closed and changes and stuff. But as you can imagine, they're more focused on helping the adult handicapped that are doing the work and don't have a lot of time to get out on Facebook. So we try and put a lot of information out there.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, again, Better Nelson County, you can find that on Facebook. And if you're, of course, wanting to reach out, whether to a volunteer or, you know, just looking for some more information there, again, check them out on Facebook. Is that all we've got here for today?
I would like to share a couple little pieces of news from New Pioneers as well.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, just a reminder that tomorrow is New Pioneers' 20th anniversary celebration at the Sisters of Charity of Nazareth Mother House. That's held in Crimmins Hall in the Banner Room. There's lots of signage all over the campus to help you get there. Tickets are still available up until we hit our max of 150. We still have tickets, so we really recommend that you get them now instead of waiting at the door, but we will have them available at the door if we're not sold out yet. Tickets are available on a sliding scale cost from $30 to cover your meal, $50 to cover your attendance, or $100 plus to cover a donation to New Pioneers as well. And we'll have a farm to dinner table, we'll have live music, fellowship, awards, all of the good stuff. And we're also raffling off $2,000 tomorrow night. You can purchase raffle tickets for $20 a piece, and you don't have to be at our anniversary celebration to win, but we'd love to see you there still. And thank you again, Gary, for coming here today.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you both for showing up here to the studios, of course, here at The Rock at 102.7 FM. It's been The Green Scene. And Ivory, when will we be back?
Next week.
That's right. Yes, this next Thursday, because the Thursday after will be Thanksgiving, and we will not be in studio on Thanksgiving Day. Thank you very much. for stopping here in the studio. And thanks for listening right here to the afternoon flight and green scene on the Rocket 102.7 FM.
B-U-R-A-U-O. Did I get it?
B-U-R-R. That can't be right.